The Palestinian digital and human rights group Hamla has released a new report titled Meta's Role in Amplifying Harmful Content During Genocide in Gaza. Meta is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The report says that the company has failed to protect Palestinians from incitement and hate speech in Hebrew. It talks about what it calls Meta's biased policies and its complicity in enabling hate speech during Israel's war on Gaza, while at the same time ignoring the provisional measures issued by the International Court of Justice in 2024, which called for the prevention and punishment of direct and public incitement to commit genocide. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with Eric Seip, the U.S. national organizer for Hamla, about Meta's role in Gaza.
Meta and the Palestinian digital world, what's the relationship there? What does Meta have to do with what goes on in Palestine in terms of digital communication?
I mean, Meta is extremely important. Globally, it is the largest social media platform, and it is also the largest social media platform in Palestine. And when talking about the realities on the ground of the ongoing genocide in Gaza and the decades of human rights violations that Palestinians have had to deal with through apartheid and occupation, social media has been an avenue for Palestinians to be able to try to document and tell a more honest version of the reality in which they live in when the mainstream media has by and large not told an honest telling.
If so much is being destroyed, they're going after hospitals and universities, and the utility lines are probably destroyed, and fiber optic cables as well. And so does this affect people's ability to communicate?
Certainly, yes. Actually, at Hamla, we're a Palestinian digital rights organization that has actually launched a campaign that is called #ReconnectGaza that raises awareness around the intentional destruction of the ICT infrastructure across Gaza that shows documentation of the Israeli military intentionally destroying any sort of telecommunications infrastructure and issuing blackouts across Gaza that generally coincide with large military operations that we know perpetuate mass violations of human rights and make it impossible for Gazans to be able to communicate not only with each other, but also the outside world, and make it much more difficult to document these violations of human rights, be it on social media or through any form of digital communication.
What is Meta doing in terms of content? Are they suppressing or trying to suppress what the Palestinians are trying to get out to the world?
Yeah, so this is a long documented issue that precedes the current genocide in Gaza by quite a bit. Actually, back in 2021, there was an independent human rights impact assessment that was done to look at Meta's content moderation policies in Palestine and Israel. And it found, this independent investigation that Meta accepted the findings of, found that Meta was over-moderating Palestinian Arabic content and was under-moderating Hebrew Israeli content, and that Meta's policies were leading to adverse human rights impacts for Palestinians. And the report issued 21 recommendations for Meta to change their stance and improve their policies. And actually, in the fall of 2023, in September, right before the beginning of the current genocide, Meta came out with their final report showing that what they were stating, taking care of all of the issues and recommendations without providing any actual tangible proof that they had made any changes. And then we saw all of these issue areas be exacerbated directly after that as the genocide began. So certain things that we saw, for example, were there is a confidence interval that Meta's automated content moderation systems use. So that's basically saying a automated system has to be this level of certain that a piece of content is violating the policies before it gets taken down. And at the beginning of the genocide, Meta lowered that confidence interval specifically for Arabic content coming out of Palestine to 40% and then again to 25%. So Meta's automated systems only needed to be 25% sure that Arabic content coming out of Palestine was violating policies to be taken down, which resulted in a mass takedown of content that was not violative in any way, shape, or form. They did not do the same for Hebrew Israeli content. And another example is that there were two popular hashtags that were being utilized by both Israelis and Palestinians to talk about what was happening in October of 2023. And one was in Arabic, one was in Hebrew. The Arabic version of the hashtag was almost immediately blocked. The Hebrew version of the hashtag was never blocked. It is also just not for Palestinians in Palestine, but for folks globally that are posting any sort of content that is pro-Palestinian, a very common experience that you receive some sort of censorship, whether that be actually taking down the content or deplatforming your account entirely, or whether that be what folks refer to as shadow banning, where the platform goes in and intentionally lowers the viewability of your content so less people will see and interact with your content. So these are just kind of broad strokes of very common and obvious violations against Palestinian free speech that Meta has perpetuated.
So would you say that Meta is consciously promoting Israeli views over Palestinian views?
What I can say is that Meta is obviously censoring pro-Palestinian content that oftentimes, from our understanding, is not violative, harmful, or violent in any way, shape, or form. And they are actively platforming genocidal, openly, explicitly genocidal rhetoric that has been flagged multiple times on their platform, sometimes in English, oftentimes in Hebrew. But you can go today on multiple of Meta's platforms and go to leading Israeli government officials and military officials, whether it be Benjamin Netanyahu or Yoav Gallant or military leaders, and you can find posts that are openly talking about flattening and erasing Gaza and talking about there are no innocent Gazans and everyone in Gaza should be killed, and also trying to elicit arguments of collective punishment against all Palestinian people that are obviously violative for many, many reasons and just really horrible and disgusting content that are on their platform to this day.
And is that somehow, in a weird sort of way, an advantage for the Palestinian cause? Because it openly shows how brutal the Israelis are, how nasty they are.
I don't know that I can necessarily comment on whether it is positive or not for the Palestinian cause, but what I can say is that it is deeply problematic and is a wave of genocidal energy, I guess I could say, that has pushed for the level of death, violence, and destruction that is taking place in Gaza. And not only are there sort of openly genocidal comments, but there are also things like ad campaigns where the Israeli government is openly running an ad campaign to find bulldozer operators that will be able to operate bulldozers in the West Bank to destroy Palestinians' homes. And that ad campaign, which is a paid-for-placement ad campaign, so that should theoretically have a higher level of scrutiny because Meta is accepting money to artificially increase the reach of which that content is viewable, and that content has been flagged multiple times, is not being taken down in any way, shape, or form. And in that way, Meta is actively and very explicitly profiting from the mass violations of human rights Israel is perpetuating against Palestinian people.
And what about the findings of the International Criminal Court or the Court of Justice? What's been Meta's role in that and in either suppressing or allowing that information out?
So what I can say is that in the International Court of Justice's preliminary findings, they issued actions that all parties, which not only include state actors, but also include corporate actors, need to take any action possible to ensure that they are not helping in the facilitation of genocidal acts. And Meta has not shown any action in alignment with those provisional findings. And we do also now know from a UN independent commission that the United Nations has found that Israel is in fact committing a genocide, something that I think many of us have known for quite some time. But now the United Nations has issued its own finding on that. So there is really no rationale for Meta to say that they are not aware of their actions. And there's no argument to be made for why they have not taken further action on this.
And so the acknowledgement that you mentioned before about Meta admitting its mistakes or whatever it would call them, there's been no improvement since then, you would say?
To have the most honest account possible, I would say that there has been slight improvements that have been extremely insufficient. Historically, Meta has been very, very bad at moderating Arabic content, which is the third most used language across their profiles and platforms. So obviously warrants a large amount of investment. And they have made marginal improvements in moderating their Arabic content. But I think that that has really been the only way that I have seen any sort of improvement. But outside of that, there has been a huge lack of action. One of the primary findings was that there was no Hebrew classifier, which essentially helps moderated automated systems find specific terms, words that are very likely to be violative, that flags them for the system and then allows that content to be taken down more swiftly. And those are very much working for Arabic, for English, for most languages. And it has been again and again pointed to Meta as one of the primary issues for why there's so much violative content in Hebrew. And they have not shown any proof that they have a functioning Hebrew classifier that is helping them to moderate this content.
So what do you think accounts for Meta's behavior on this issue? Do you think it's just that they're going along with the Western media in general, or is it something more specific? Do they have certain connections with the Israeli government?
One connection that is very, very clear is that the Israeli government issues tens of thousands of voluntary takedown requests to Meta every year. And Meta obliges those requests about 90% of the time. So once again, these are tens of thousands of requests for Meta to take down content voluntarily. There's no legal obligation. And Meta says, yep, we can do that 90% of the time, which is actively allowing for the Israeli government to censor content that it does not like. And this content is not just within the bounds and boundaries of the state of Israel, it's globally. And we also know that a lot of the reasons why Palestinian content is taken down is specifically because Meta's content moderation policies are informed and aligned with US foreign policy. And there is, for example, a dangerous organization and individual list that Meta has, which essentially, if you are commenting or posting about any entity or individual on that list, it is extremely difficult to post content that does not get taken down. You have to be very specific in how you post about it for it not to get taken down. And that list is private, but has been leaked multiple times. And it is almost a direct parallel to the U.S. Foreign Terror Organization list. And it has a overrepresentation of Arabic, Muslim, and Palestinian entities and individuals, many of which are in no way, shape, or form terrorist entities or organizations, and sometimes simply humanitarian aid groups. And because they're on the list, that makes it much more difficult to post about Palestine. Something else that is directly aligned with U.S. foreign policy is Meta has created a carve-out in its hate speech policy for Zionist, which we know Zionist or Zionism is a political ideology that is very separate from any sort of religious or ethnic or racial identity. And all of those latter identities certainly should be protected within a hate speech policy. A hate speech policy, to my knowledge, nowhere else has ever protected a political ideology. And within Meta's hate speech policy, they have created a carve out to allow certain protections for people if they are being attacked for being Zionist, which is very unique and I would say inappropriate in many ways. And it also is very difficult to be critical of the state of Israel, which once again the UN has found is committing genocide, because criticism, legitimate criticism of the state of Israel, is oftentimes conflated as anti-Semitism, which is also very parallel with current U.S. governmental federal policies.
So how do you roll all that back, or how do you change that? I guess you just keep publicizing it for one thing. Or how do you kind of diminish the power of Meta here?
That is a great question that we spend quite a bit of time trying to think about. But really what we're looking for is we're looking for free speech to be respected and protected for all people. And we're also looking for a nuanced understanding that hate speech and genocidal rhetoric is not protected content. And we're looking for a non-discriminatory policy. And although when talking about Palestine, or Palestinians in particular, are some of the most over-censored populations in the world, but they are not alone in that. There are many communities around the world that are much more over-moderated or censored than others. And I think that that reflects a injustice and imbalance in power in the world in general. And we also have ceded far too much power to not just Meta, but all of these big tech corporations, that I think a real answer would be thinking about what corporate accountability actually looks like, how much we're allowing these corporations to influence our lives, and also just thinking about very obvious policies that are non-discriminatory and respecting of all people.
That's Eric Seip of HOMLA speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on October 6th, 2025.